to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And looking again at what Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, right after the Feast of Tabernacles was over, at the very end of the feast, and it lines up exactly, when I say exactly, very close to exactly, with the time almost 1,000 years earlier that God came to Solomon by night and made that wonderful promise that starts with the words, "If my people who are called by my name." And Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." This he said, referring to the Spirit. Now, Ted, here's what we're looking at again. This whole scenario at the Feast of Tabernacles in ancient Israel dealt with the anniversary of the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, which is why God said what he said to Solomon right after the dedication, and with the Lord send us rain because of the rainy season. If we don't get the rain, we're going to have a lot of trouble. Now, seeing this, connecting it again to Solomon's prayer at that time that the temple was being dedicated. And one of the things he said back there in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 was prophetically about how great God is and how the temple wouldn't be able to hold him anyway.
Solomon says, "But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the earth and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, Lord. How much less this temple which I have built."
The temple can't contain God. He's too big.
No, you know, in a sense, Jeff, we love going to a sanctuary. We love going to a church or to a messianic congregation, and the Spirit of God is there.
Yes.
You know, we're two or more gathering. There's God, but there's more of God. We can't contain him in that place. He can be in that place, but he is more than can be contained even in Solomon's temple.
Right. So this is interesting if we take a close look at what Solomon was saying. On the one hand, he's saying, look, we're dedicating this holy temple for your very presence, God, that you will dwell here. And there's other scriptures, if we look at it, it says, pray to this place. And Jewish people, many times when they say prayers, will face the east.
We'll turn towards Jerusalem.
Towards Jerusalem.
So, yeah.
Because it is scriptural to say that. And God said, come to this place. And Solomon yet says, but who can contain you? A building can't. Now, we know the building got knocked down, that original temple. And then the second temple got knocked down, too. They got knocked down. But look what Jesus said. Out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. And compare that now to this idea that God can't be contained in a temple. What are the rivers of living water? They're spiritual. God, the fountain of living waters. God, the well of salvation. Waters from the well of salvation. God who waters the earth with living water to heal the land. Wow, these all fit together. Solomon was used by God. The Feast of Tabernacles is used by God. The traditions of the ancient Jews in Jerusalem, which are not scriptural, the water ceremony, the temple illumination, used by God, and Jesus wrapped it all together right then and there.
Even the longings of the people's hearts. Yes, they were longing for rain. Yes, they were longing for the waters to come and fill up the cisterns. But the deepest longings of people's hearts were fulfilled, made to fullness through Jesus the Messiah, and he chose to do it at this Feast of Tabernacles.
Right. God had this all worked out. And friends, it's really not about the Feast of Tabernacles because it's not about a harvest, but it's about God's timetable, and that's what's really important. I love it. He's a sovereign king. He can do it any way he wants. He wrote the book. He has a right to do it the way he wants, and this is the way he wrote it. So the good news is we are to be rivers of spiritual living water, emissaries of God who can't be contained in a building because he lives in us and is to be spread through us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're MessianicMinutes.com.
That's MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.